This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Chick Corea starts tonight with Night Sprite. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Cedar Walton with his composition / arrangement, The Early Generation, from Soundscapes in 1980. Cedar played piano and had the second solo. Bob Berg soloed first on tenor sax. Freddie Hubbard soloed last on trumpet. And the non-soloists were Steve Turay on trombone, Emmanuel Boyd on flute, Tony Dumas on bass, Buddy Williams on drums, and the percussion duo of Rubens Bassini and Ray Mantilla. Earl Clue wrote and performed the middle song, Rose Hips, like the kind in my daily vitamin C tablet, from Magic in Your Eyes in 1978. Earl performed on acoustic guitar, Greg Fillinganes on Rhodes piano and clavinet, Scott Edwards on electric bass, like Tony Dumas, and Gene Dunlap played drums. We started the show with Night Sprite by Chick Corea from The Leprechaun in 1976. Chick wrote all the instrumentals on The Leprechaun and described Night Sprite thusly. The Sprites hold their weekend dance for all the little people. He spelled night, N-I-T-E, to match sprite, and dance with an S for sprite. Sprites are pixies or fairies. Chick played Rhodes Honer clavinet specifically, Yamaha organ specifically, and three synthesizers, Arp Odyssey, Moog Model 15, and Micro Moog. Joe Farrell was on soprano sax and flute, Anthony Jackson on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. We're not through with Chick or Sprites, as Morning Sprite by the Chick Corea Acoustic Band with a K leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, the Chick Corea Acoustic Band with Morning Sprite.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bernie Bernard. That was Maynard Ferguson and Big Bop Nouveau with the 1942 pop ballad I'll Be Around, written by Alec Wilder, first recorded in 42 by Cab Calloway and his orchestra, first a hit in 43 for the Mills Brothers, covered by Big Bop Nouveau in 1995 on These Cats Can Swing. This I'll Be Around featured Maynard Ferguson on trumpet and flugelhorn, Chip McNeil on tenor sax, and Ron Oswanski on piano and keyboards. Other members of Big Bop Nouveau on These Cats Can Swing were Chris Berger on bass, Jason Harnell on drums, Matt Wallace on alto sax, Tom Garling on trombone, and the trumpet trio of John Owens, Carl Fisher, I know him, and Joey Tartell. Saxophonist Will Donato will cover I'll Be Around by the Spinners next hour. Before this I'll Be Around, we heard a traditional trio, the Chick Corea Acoustic Band, with Morning Sprite, the spiritual sequel to Night Sprite, on their eponymous 1989 debut. I guess it takes place the morning after the weekend dance, with an S. Again, Chick was the writer, but he only played piano. John Patitucci was on acoustic bass and Dave Weckl on drums. Add Frank Gambale on guitar and Eric Marienthal on saxophone, and you have the Chick Corea Electric Band. The Rippingtons have also covered The Spinners' I'll Be Around, and they'll be around to lead off segment three with an original track here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Instrumentals from many genres are in their element.
That's Maine, stboardgamecafe.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Ryan, the ripping good original track by the Rippingtons is Dreams, featuring Dave Koz on EWE.
Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was David Benoit with Seattle Morning from Urban Daydreams in 1989, the year of Morning Sprite. David's composition was also a trio song with him on piano, Jimmy Johnson on electric bass, and Carlos Vega on drums. Before that Pacific Northwest ditty, there was another song with David and Jimmy and Dreams in the title. Dreams was the Rippingtons song from their 1986 debut album, Moonlighting, back in the nighttime. Lead member Russ Freeman wrote Dreams with guitar synth in mind, but he couldn't play it. He was on two record labels at the time, and the guitar synth was tied to the wrong label. Enter Dave Koz to replicate that guitar synth sound on EWE, electronic wind instrument, or so Dave said on the Rippingtons' 20th anniversary DVD. Digital, versatile disc. David Benoit was still on piano, Jimmy Johnson on fretless electric bass, Greg Kourakos on keyboards, Tony Morales on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed. Taking us into hour two, George Howard on acoustic wind instrument, soprano sax. Out in the cold is his frozen fable.
Underwriting opportunities are now available across WCWP's programming lineup.
MAPTONS.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond. WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended with Fowler and Branca, Bob Fowler and Stephen Branca, who played everything you heard on their joint composition, The Meaning for the American Indian, meant for and appearing on The Face on Sidonia in 1991. Bob played bass, reel and or synth, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Stephen played acoustic and electric guitars and keyboards. Paul Jackson Jr. only played electric guitar on the song before that, George Howard with Out in the Cold, from When Summer Comes in 1993. In summer, air temperatures in the 50s are considered cold. Vance Taylor wrote Out in the Cold with Ronnie Garrett. Ronnie didn't play an instrument, but Vance was on keyboards and synth bass, for sure. George Howard played soprano sax, I told you about Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, and drummer Sonny Emery handled drum programming. The first course of Hour 2 is A Taste of Jazz by Joe McBride, featuring Richard Elliott on tenor sax.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
Thanks, pal. We were relaxing to fellow pal Will Donato's cover of The Other I'll Be Around on Will Call in 2007. This I'll Be Around, composed by Tom Bell and Phil Hurt, was a hit single for The Spinners in 1972 and title track to their 73 record. Will Donato was on alto sax and all the horn section parts, Blake Aaron on guitar, Theo Coakley on keyboards, Mick, not Mike, Lyndon on bass, and Rogerio Hardim on drums, synth strings, and all the vocals. The middle song was drummer John Favicchia's cover of Pyramid by bassist Harvey S. from Dharma in 2001. So Pyramid is the apex of the set. Pyramid, the song, originated on Harvey's 1985 album Urban Earth, where they daydream. He was on acoustic bass for John Fav's cover. Steve Kahn played acoustic and electric guitars. Mark Gatz on soprano sax. Tim Ragusis on piano and keyboards. And Fav on drums. And the bass of the set, that's bass B-A-S-E, not B-A-S-S, was A Taste of Jazz by Joe McBride from Double Take in 1998. Joe wrote A Taste of Jazz and played most of the instruments, piano, keyboards, synth bass, B-A-S-S bass, and drum and percussion programming. Tim Kobza was on guitar and Richard Elliott on tenor sax, tenor, soprano, alto. Marion Meadows is featured on soprano with keyboardist Michael Broning. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike, not Mick, Shimeri. You can call me Michael, but I prefer Mike.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Talking of Michael Broning and Marion Meadows, here they are with Michael's Talk to Me. Call him Mike.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. Bounce by Najee is what we just heard from Savoir Faire in 2022. Bounce was sprung by Paul Brown, electric guitars, Leon Biscara, keyboards, and Roberto Valli, acoustic bass and drum and percussion programming. Najee played alto sax with Greg Vail on backing saxes and flutes. Gimme the Keys was the middle song by The Three Keys from their debut CD, We Three Keys, unlocked on January 20th, 2023, a keyboard appreciation project by Gail Johnson, Bob Baldwin, and Phil Davis. Bob composed Give Me the Keys, meant as a request for his, Gail's, and Phil's keyboard services, not for their car keys. All three of them were on piano, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Gail and Bob were jointly on synth bass. Bob was solely on Rhodes and Phil solely on Yamaha SY-77 wind synth. Another iwi. Talk to Me by Michael Broning began the set from his February 3rd debut, Never Too Late. He wrote Talk to Me and played piano, keyboards, and drum programming. Freddie Fox was on guitars, Mel Brown on electric bass, Lester Estelle Jr. on drums, and featured musician Marion Meadows played soprano sax. There's one segment left tonight on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and guitarist Steve Oliver leads it off. Next.
WCWP is underwritten by a pizza pizza.
Bach Elixir, because music heals.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Rippingtons were moonlighting with Dreams, and Steve Oliver has Sunlight Within.
Hi, Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken plays last on solo guitar, but that was David Murray, the 8-bit guy, on solo keyboard. For his 8-bit Keys YouTube channel, he covered The Unknown Planet by John Keating from John's 1972 LP, Space Experience, as adapted by Rob Hubbard for the Commodore 64 port of the 86 video game Warhawk. Video games have sprites of a different kind. David Murray recorded several passes on a Yamaha PSR-36 keyboard and layered them on top of each other. The finished version was part of David's 8-Bit Keys video posted April 2nd, 2016, and was part of the 8-Bit Guy Soundtrack 1 in 2017. That 8-Bit Keys arrangement was preceded by 4Play with Aniversario from Silver in 2015, their Silver 25th anniversary CD and last to date. Obviously, Aniversario is Spanish for anniversary. 4Play member Nathan East wrote Aniversario with guest musician Tom Keen. Nate played bass and vocalized. Tom was on keyboards. The other three members of 4Play on Aniversario were Bob James on piano and Rhodes, Chuck Loeb on guitars, and Harvey Mason on drums and percussion. Roshan Westmoreland played bass on the first song of the set, Sunlight Within by Steve Oliver, from Global Kiss in 2010. Steve solely composed Sunlight Within and was on guitars and guitar synth, no Iwi guy necessary, and vocal sounds, vocalizing. Tom Schumann was on piano and keyboards, Shoe's Spyro Gyra bandmate Bonnie B on drums, and percussion by Umberto Vella. We end tonight with Ken Navarro's cover of Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile, by Santana. Ken's cover was part of an all-cover CD, The Test of Time, in 2012. 1976 was the year of Chick Corea's The Leprechaun record and the year of the Santana record, Amigos. Friends in Spanish. Europa evolved from lead guitarist Carlos Santana's earlier composition, The Mushroom Ladies Coming to Town, and he was assisted compositionally on Europa by Tom Coster. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Repeating, we end tonight with Ken Navarro's solo guitar cover of Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile. Back with more smiles next week.